Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
We're back.
The wig is back. We're all back. This is our sixth member now. I'm just kidding. So this is episode 109.
I should get a wig.
You should.
For days like today.
Oh my gosh, what would we do a wig episode
where we all wear wigs.
Wait, yes.
But do like good
like
wigs.
Like real wigs.
Like
yes.
Not like some rumpled blush.
Like
bachelorette
you
party.
You can do whatever you want. Talk about in that one specifically.
Doesn't matter.
You just have the wigs
it doesn't
on.
Go with it.
It doesn't have to go
it's
with
just
it.
A wig.
I think it'd be fun.
If you guys have a good idea of like viewers, if you're like, ooh, if you're all wearing wigs, you should talk about this.
Wigs.
Tell us.
Listen, I put this outfit together without really looking at it. I planned my first one, and this one I was like, oh, I hope this is good. So I'm really happy
I like it.
Thank you.
I think it's cool.
I think it's fun.
Thank you. It was just a pipe dream that came to life. So
today
we're talking about motherhood. You two, get out. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We're talking about, more specifically, right? Postpartum fitness.
Yeah, and
health. Body image, health. Journeys. All that. I mean, we're not talking about like supplements or whatever.
And
but,
and Amy are going to be Oprah.
They're going to be
you.
Yes, I just saw a clip of Oprah where Michael Jackson's like, and it was like, and then she's like, so were any of the rumors true? And then she's like, and she keeps thinking about, well, I thought none of it was true except, and he won't stop.
Is that
singing.
Real?
It's really old. She was like 30.
Wait,
she was
like,
honey,
look
that.
It
up. Because I think he didn't want to answer the question, so he's just like,
and she was like, the most iconic Oprah moment.
She looked at the camera like 10 times, like, what do I do?
I love bread.
No, the most iconic, I love bread. No, the most iconic one is, were you silent or were you
silenced?
No, Brad's more iconic, but that's a close second. So we're going to dive into it.
I relate to that. I was silenced.
With what?
Highs and lows.
Highs and lows. But first, a message from our sponsor, Christina.
It's not a message from our sponsor.
Our leader.
From our elder. Our leader.
Gosh. A message from the eldest.
Yes. Okay, so you guys, you're going to see half this episode if you're on YouTube. If you want to see the full one, you got to go to Patreon, where we have all of our full episodes, including the last seasons. We have some amazing episodes on Patreon, like such good ones. Like today on my today I was like referring someone to a story, like, oh, we did a story about like adulting, whatever, that I think is only on Patreon. I looked on YouTube, the one I'm looking for, and I'm like, oh, I really want you to see it, but it's only on Patreon. I'm like, this is such a good one, because we're not just gonna be like, oh, we can only put the best ones on YouTube. We're like, we got a great episode, it might go on Patreon, it might go on YouTube. So join Patreon, link's in the description. You're supporting us, supporting the podcast, and you get all the full episodes. Plus we do a bunch of other fun stuff there, like patrons of the week. We do like live streams with you guys.
We follow and you answer your Instagram. Comments.
We do lots of stuff.
And with us.
You guys get to be a part of the episodes. We have a lot of patron involvement in these episodes, as you'll see today. So let's start with our highs and lows.
Everyone's unprepared. Go, Lauren.
My low is I got sick.
Did you already say that?
Yes.
People can be sick.
Plus.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, I got sick. And my high though was that before I got sick, I started taking my fitness regimen more seriously, which maybe I took it too seriously, which is part of why I got sick. I don't think so. I think it was just a virus.
This? Yeah, like sometimes you can't avoid getting sick. It's
yeah,
not your fault.
But I was actually really excited because, as some of you know who saw our episode about some other fitness
things. Our fitness journeys.
One of my goals was to do a pull-up. So for the whole year, okay? I'm not anywhere near that yet. Mm. But, you know, I started a regimen for that goal. And I've been working at it since January, okay, guys? I didn't give up. I'm still going.
Good girl.
But I kind of fell off a little bit for personal reasons. but then I decided to get back on it. And I was just really excited because I just was pushing myself more than I really have before. And it was actually, like, exciting. So I was actually, like, seeing results. I was like, ooh, oh, I'm actually sore. And I just was like, whoa. I like woke up and was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to work out. And it was fun.
Did this happen after our talk?
Yes. Yes, Lisa.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sorry because I fell into a tripod.
Wait, you guys actually went on the walk that you threatened to go on
our
podcast?
Yes, we did. Wow. Yes, we did.
Oh,
right after that,
gosh.
We went on the walk.
Wow. It was awesome for you. Wow. You look happy and healthy.
Wow.
We are.
I remember that. Oh.
No, I think that's good.
What do you know?
I would invite. Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah. All right.
Nice. Let's start with a high. My high was, I do this general, like, same walk all the time, and I love it, but I've been branching out lately, and the other day, I was feeling it.
What time of day do you go?
I usually go later in the day after work. I go at, like, 5 o'clock.
So I feel like I just have such a hard time going on walks lately. I feel like it's never the right time, but probably the afternoon, is it?
Yeah, I mean, 5 o'clock after work, the weather's been really nice lately. Lily doesn't go to bed until 7:30, and it's right nearby, so it's pretty good. Yeah, so I just was feeling it. The weather was beautiful, and I was like, I'm not going to turn down the street. I'm going to go straight. Because this is a large neighborhood. There's a lot to explore. And I went straight, and I just kind of found my way. I looked at my GPS, like, let me make sure. I got to get home, and I really have to pee. Make sure I'm heading towards the bathroom. And I found my way, and I discovered all these new beautiful homes, beautiful decor, beautiful patio furniture that I had not seen. And that is my passion when I walk, is taking in the scenery. What's their patio
taking
like?
In the
what
scenery.
Yeah, literally when we went on that walk, all we talked about was the houses pretty
because
much.
It's so
I like doing that.
They're like, oh, look at that.
Don't and you want a double balcony
well,
like
there's
that?
There's a lot yes. of interesting houses, so yes. there's a lot to
it's
talk
lot.
About.
I do that, and I comment on the same house every time. I can't help it. Like, wow. Oh, that's my dream house on this street, yeah. So anyway, I just discovered a whole new area of this place that I've been walking a lot, and I really loved it. What's my low? Oh, my low is, it's not that low, but I ran out of groceries and I've yet to replenish them. So I keep
doing
my
that.
I keep like, eating on the fly where I'm like, crap. Oh, goodness. So I need to, I can literally order more. I don't even have to go get them, but I need to do that.
That is
not right.
It's really rough. And I've been tracking my macros and my calories and all of that of like, make sure I'm getting enough and meeting my goals, and I've not been hitting those at all because I ran out of food. So I really got to get back on it, but I actually have some fast food arriving right here. So
oh my
watch
gosh
me hit my protein
oh
goal.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Protein.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Protein.
That could not have been better time.
That is not right.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Should I go?
Yeah, you can go.
Excuse my crinkling. Yeah. Hopefully it's not being picked up by this mic.
So, my high.
It is, says our sound man. It is. Oh, well. Oh, let me just get this really open really quickly. Okay. It's
well,
not
such
open
a silent
yet.
Moment
okay,
of judgment.
Just take it out.
Wow.
And then
go for it.
Okay. My high is that... My high is that Barrett has reached a new developmental place where I can do a lot of things that I couldn't do now with his help. So, for instance, loading the dishwasher, I couldn't do that when he was around for months on end. So I had to wait until he was sleeping or someone was with him, which is really annoying.
Wait, why?
Because he would climb in it or try to like take things out and throw them.
Oh.
So
he's like unloading it as you're loading.
Yes. Yeah, so he helps me now. I'm like,
aww,
here, can you load this?
So cute.
And then he like puts it in.
Aww.
And I give him silverware. That's not knives.
Not
obviously
a knife.
Yeah, I save. All I do is I save all the knives and anything like really breakable that's like down low. I just save that on the counter for later, and I give him everything else.
Aww,
so it was
Barrett
amazing to be able to
that's
load the dishwasher.
So cute.
And then laundry. He helps with laundry every time now. Instead of being like, hold me, whatever, he'll like, I can put him down and then I can give him the laundry and then he puts it in the dryer.
Aww.
And then I hold him. He's like, oh, help, help. Meaning I want to help start. So he starts it. He knows exactly. He's like, boom, ready
maybe
to press
he's
it.
A two.
What?
I honestly keep thinking that about
Enneagram.
Barrett. I'm like, he's so helpful.
It's a joke.
Oh.
The helper. Okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear what you
so
said.
So cute.
I said, maybe he's a two.
He is so helpful.
No.
Okay. You wouldn't know that.
Joke. Joking.
But yeah, it's a high because then I had a day where I got all these chores done and I was like, wow, finally, until I have a newborn in a couple months. So mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's so wild.
My game plan so far, which I don't know what's going to happen, is I'm just going to wear her, which Barrett wouldn't allow himself to be worn by me, so it's a problem. But my thing is, she's just going to like it, I hope. And I'm fingers crossed.
You know what people
I hope I can just wear her for everything. That's
like
my
baby
hope.
Wearing the baby instantly to for me with Lily hits like 1,000 degrees.
Yes.
And then you hit 1,000 degrees, and then they're sweating, and it's like this can't be okay.
I tried out like 3 different types of wraps. I'll have to talk to you about wraps later because I have some house. Opinions.
I have to keep the house cold.
Some wraps are really warm. You don't want those, especially for our twins. They run so.
But anyway, that's my game plan, is that I can wear her all the time, and I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's just what I'm hoping for. So, I forgot my
low.
My low was that I hit like a low, one of those like low energy points where you're just like, ugh. But then I hate it when I have like hit like a low energy, like burnt out point, and then I can't pinpoint what things I've been like, we're kind of repressing and not like expressing and whatnot, because normally journaling really helps me get out. A couple solid days of journaling normally helps me get out of that. So that's annoying. So I did a good intensive journaling session this morning. And I think I need like one or two more, and then I should be getting out of there. So fingers crossed.
Journaling's next. Like cleaning out the drain, you know?
Basically, yes.
It's like unclogging
it's really
the
clogged.
Drain. That's how it feels for me, because I let everything get very
except
clogged
for it's clogged with invisible things, and I have to figure out what they are.
See,
is the
wait,
problem.
I said this, and I think other people agreed or didn't agree. I was like, do you ever feel like your emotions is like a black bag, and you're like, you're feeling around, and you're like, wait, what is this thing? Like, I know there's something in there, but I don't know what it is.
Yes.
And you're like trying to figure it out, and then you're like, oh, it's anger. Okay, this is why.
Yes.
Because I just am so out of touch with my emotions a lot.
Yep.
Okay, so
relatable.
My high, kind of similar to yours, developmentally for the twins, this is like an ongoing thing that they started doing like a couple weeks ago, and they've just been doing it so much, and I literally stop in my tracks and just stare at them, and I'm like, this is magical. Is I think I sent you guys a video. They will sit, and they're like, well, they're like rolling around like crazy on their play mat, and I'm in the kitchen like making breakfast. So always happens when I'm making coffee for some reason, because every time I try to make a video, you can hear like pow, 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 like the coffee machine going. But I'm in the kitchen making coffee. The twins just start looking at each other and cracking up.
Oh yeah,
like they're having an inside joke. Like
it's so funny,
and like just seeing the way that they look at each other, like they're so. They just like love each other. You can tell. They love each other. Especially Leo looks at Dom like with this look. Leo will freeze in his tracks and just look at Dom. And I say he looks at him like he's the president of the United States. Like he just looks at him like he's the coolest guy ever. Dom's kind of just like chilling. And Dom will smile at Leo too a lot. But something about the way Leo looks at Dom is like.
Wait, is Dom older?
Yeah. It's like he, even though they're the same age though, but like he looks up to him.
Yeah.
It's so cute, and they just like giggle and crack up, and it's I'm like, wow, this is so magical. Like all the hard parts of having twins, it's like worth it for the that part specifically. And then my low was the other night. I don't even know what this happens to me like once every 6 months or something. I just have this feeling of like no one sees me. I'm invisible. And a lot of times it's when my husband is having like a really long week where he had like a lot of extra things at work, and he's just like really burnt out. And I'm like, notice me, just talk to me. And he's like, sorry. Even though like he was doing that, you know, the week before and the week before that. But like last week, I just felt like he wasn't like noticing me.
Oh, it's like feeling insignificant. That's how I
feel.
That's what it is. It's insignificant.
Yes, because you're
insignificant. Need for significance.
To yourself.
Yes, I was triggered because he didn't help me with the stroller, and he like, which we had talked about this whole thing. But it was like he was like, oh, I have to go back into work because I went to this work event, and then I was like. I like text him like, you didn't help me with the stroller. Like, you shouldn't have left me. He's like, I shouldn't have your stroller. I'm sorry. So anyway, I cried. Just like, I just want to be seen and appreciated. So it was like a low, but it was a low turned high, because we had a really good conversation about it. And he comforted me, and it was good.
That's good.
It ended up being a good thing, but it was kind of sad in the moment.
I mean, usually that means you're not like significant to yourself.
I know. I was like thinking like this is definitely not your responsibility.
That.
That's kind of the conclusion
you're like,
I came to.
Maybe I haven't been taken care of.
It's so annoying, but true.
Yeah, it's true.
I
did
never
come
about
to that.
The stroller.
Yeah, the stroller is just a metaphor.
No, it happens to me every once in a while. I'm like, no one wants
so
this.
Annoying.
That other thing. And I'm like, it's not the stroller. Like,
I gotta help myself.
It's not the nugget. It's the lie.
It's the lie.
Yeah.
It's not the nugget. Okay, I will
Lisa
say.
Lisa says that she eats the nugget.
My low was when I felt like I was getting sick for a few days, and I had to cancel my social plans.
Wait, you're really giving PTA meeting with that
white
jacket?
That's what I thought.
I like it.
It's
like
okay.
And the hair and the jacket
there's
is PTA.
I had to cancel my illustrious social calendar, and it was really difficult. And then my other, I just complain about it. Don't give me that. Oh, sorry to cancel. I just complain. No, because complain. Me, so much to do, so much to do.
It made me feel like I was depressed because I was living my depressed person life, but only because I had to actually rest. But I was like, I'm depressed. And I was like, wait. I'm just like resting because I'm kind of like fighting something off, so I think that's like different than emotionally canceling everything because you don't want to be around people. I think but it was just like, it always gets me in that place of like deep depression though, where I'm like, ew. I hate resting when I'm sick. It makes me so sad.
Aww.
And then oh my gosh, wait one sec. my high is that I feel like I've been making a lot of new friends lately. And it's been really fun.
Wow.
Wow, so two social related things.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
It's been so fun.
I need to connect with friends. Oh, yeah,
you need to get, okay, you need to connect with the friends that you have. Yeah.
I have plans on Friday, so I'm just saying.
Good for you.
I know. I just need to actually make plans. I just refuse to make them. I'm like, oh, I have time off. I am just resting.
But why don't you just have a friend come over and rest with you?
Because most of them, it's just a little bit difficult. Friends with kids, you gotta like get the right timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Friend, you need to have a few friends that don't have
it's
kids.
It's like, oh, my kid naps from 10 free. To 12. Oh, my kid naps from 12 to 2. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll
I just
see
had
each
to
other.
Put in a little effort, but I'm a little tired. So we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, so guys, we're gonna react to your reactions. We're gonna hear your feedback about the last episode's. Whatever. It's going to be the episode that has a great title, which is Why Catherine Lies to Her Husband.
Incredible.
I don't even know what I said that got that title.
Don't give it away.
Oh,
if you haven't seen
so
it, but
funny.
It is a real thing. Just saying, it's not. It's
we
not a lie.
We talked about it in the episode. We're like, oh, we shouldn't title it this. It was like a joke.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't remember what I said.
I'm on Patreon reading your guys' reactions to this.
Oh man.
And it was the toxic traits episode.
Indeed.
And you guys were like, please do the part two. Which yes, we did the part two. And everyone's saying like this is one of their favorite episodes. They're
loved
cracking
it.
Up. Blah 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 stuff
so
like that.
Good.
And then I just want to read this one, Heather C. This is what by far one of my favorites. I mean, gut laughing. I looked like Lauren through half the episode. I don't know what that means.
Oh, Lauren was like having a like meltdown.
Oh.
She was laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm glad Amy's the person I reference because she has to watch them for approval. So she's watched them the most recently. So, Kath, you tell him. I am definitely going to be using two lines from you. What I do doesn't affect you.
Thank you. It's true.
Kath had a rant, which was that.
She had her
what
roast.
I do doesn't affect you.
It was great.
And then I'm it's filled true. With salt. I am the ocean. She's going to use that one, too.
Wait, I said that?
You
yes,
did.
Yes,
of
course you did. That's how you ended your rant.
Guys, I have no memory. I have the memory of a goldfish. My brain overloaded.
That was a really good episode.
It was.
So funny. Because first of all, you need to figure out why Kath lies to her.
I don't even remember.
Kath, wait, can I tell you or no?
No, don't tell. Don't tell. They have to go watch
it. I got to watch it to see.
Okay, Kath,
you can't give it
then.
Away. Wait, you can tell Kath.
Didn't know I lied.
You can tell Kath, but don't tell them.
It's probably way
she
lie.
Forgot.
What? It's probably a black
no.
lie.
No.
A black lie of
that was a really good one. It's a good episode. And
it's
then, Kath's rant at the end. You can see that, which is funny.
Yeah, you guys were way more laughing than I thought you would at that.
Because it was so funny.
What I do doesn't affect you.
Because I've literally said that since, anyway, so many times. That was a good one. You guys should definitely watch it.
Okay, so now should we go to the five perspectives?
Yes.
So everyone submitted different like questions. Everyone meaning them, us, we.
All of
and
us.
Then I just pick a random one each week and we have our five perspectives on it. So this one, I'm pretty sure this is Amy. Do you sort your laundry?
No, that
what does that mean?
Mean?
It's someone who did you and you are.
Wait, I think I did this one.
Do you
sort into what?
No, that's fine. That's
like lights
fine.
And darks. Like
do you have whites, reds, blues, blacks,
no.
whatever?
No.
Yes.
No. Darks and lights.
Yes.
You do whites, reds, blues.
I do.
How many clothes do you watch?
Whites, tans. Okay, to answer the question.
Oh,
I do
my gosh.
Whites, tans, nudes.
What?
You know, all
wait,
the light colors.
You have
colors.
Enough for a whole.
Wait,
oh, wait. Together in one. Together in one.
All the light colors.
So you don't use bleach.
Okay,
never mind.
You
yes,
don't use
yes.
bleach?
So
this is one
I
look.
Thought you meant
no bleach.
Those were
okay. You just wash the light ones together.
Oh,
they
wait,
don't need
no,
bleach.
No, I do this.
Hold
I
on.
Do this.
Then I do like light pastels of like yellows and oranges. Okay.
They're different. Then I do a blue load because I have a lot of blue clothes and some teals and greens in there.
How do you have enough for a load?
It's just a lot of much clothing and then many colors. Then I do.
You have to wait a while to get enough for a load.
Yeah, I don't run any clothes that often. Then I do.
Yeah, you have so much clothes.
A dark load of like black clothes, dark grays, dark blues that are too dark for the blue load, and then I do reds and oranges of like brights. Or
wait,
like, yeah.
So you probably have these certain categories sitting there for a long time, or do you do that many loads of laundry in a weekend?
No, like, it's not a weekend. They're sitting there right now, but I'll do them like...
Yeah, how many loads is this?
There's clothes sitting out right now, and they usually take me like 3 days, because I'll do like two every day.
Okay, wow. That's
I sort them into like five piles.
A process.
Because
maybe I should do
that. You know
why?
How does it take you to put them away?
A few days, because I do it
you
over
just
a few
do
days.
It over a few
yeah,
days.
You have
yeah.
me in a basket. Even if you... Listen, I bought the Justin Bieber merch, a yellow sweatsuit and a red sweatsuit, and it had an orange sweatshirt. I washed them all together, and I noticed, wow, my yellow sweatsuit is a weird color now. It's a weird thing. Oh, the red bled onto it. And then I was like, oh, and look, like my whites are kind of gray, and like all these colors are
gray
bleeding into each
what?
Other. Because you're washing them with dark clothes.
Okay.
So you can only wash things with light colors, and my clothing looks incredible.
I'm pretty sure
there's
my
no
system takes
over.
Care of that, though, because I just do the light and dark thing, but I put yellow in the lights, and then the other colors are in the darks.
See,
wow,
even
this is so interesting.
Are probably affected. If
yellow,
you see a picture
I don't
of yourself...
I don't put any pinks or oranges or... I don't put those in the light ones unless they've been washed like 100 times.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're washing your pinks and orange things with black clothing, you'll probably see a photo of yourself when you first bought a pink shirt and be like, wow, it looks different.
I don't think I have pink shirts now that I'm
thinking
about it.
Yeah, she's not
wearing
those colors.
I'm just saying, you can't wash these bright colors with the black clothes.
What would the pink one do with the black?
The black will make bleed it onto the pink and make it darker, pink. And like it's the lint it
okay.
gets in it.
This I should do because so many times I wash my clothes and they have random color stains on them. I'm just like, well, that's what happens.
But even the lint, even the lint, because it comes in from the dryer, and when you dry them with their own things, you'll notice they're lighter.
Yeah.
You don't even bleach it or anything.
Maybe
okay,
I should
this
do
is
that.
A less complicated version. This is my system. Whites, it's just white clothes. Light colors, light bright colors, dark colors. That's my
would that
different.
Work?
So the no. dark colors is
but
like
you can't put
dark
red
blue,
in with it.
Black,
red and blue together.
Gray.
You can't put the red in with though, because you do
no,
put red with the
I
black.
I would put red in the bright
no,
colors.
Red's red.
What? I don't have enough red. I have
no,
one red.
The
piece.
Bright colors is like pastels and
brights. I have a quick cycle on my washing machine that is 15 minutes. It is not that much water.
What?
Sometimes
I don't have that.
I'll run like 10 pieces of red clothing.
What?
I don't have 10 pieces
Lisa,
of red
I'm
clothing.
I'm going to try this.
That's
I
my
so
problem.
I on to something
good.
Really good.
What do you do if you have one color,
Sheena,
one piece of each
I don't
color?
Relate to that.
Yeah,
I wash
I
my clothes like every year and I have 10,000 loads and I have 10,000 colors.
You can't
this works
see,
for
I have a problem.
Yeah, we have similar wardrobes.
Don't know why I do this question because it just asks me too hard. I literally just throw it all in. It's so bad.
So that was with
yeah.
the black.
Now I'm changing my ways. No, this was never washed. It was
see,
in our costume
closet.
It's brand new.
Okay, it's brand new,
okay.
But it's about to get
wrecked. I'm changing my ways.
Good.
From today on, every good. Friday we will be sorting.
Love
I can't
it.
Believe you who fills her gas every Friday and blah, 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 does her laundry every Friday. You don't sort your laundry.
Because no one told me why. I didn't understand.
Okay, I can always tell when someone doesn't because their whites are like gray.
I will
not supposed to be gray.
Remember when we were in our old jungle of a laundry room, don't speak of it, Alex was like trying to run a load, so he ran a red load of all red clothing.
That's not a bad
and I was
idea.
Like, I've never even thought of that.
Not
and
a bad
I was
idea.
Like, your brains work so similarly.
Yeah.
So I was like, that makes
sense. And you can wash, like, you know, tans and very light grays with your white clothing. They won't do anything to it.
What
I
do
it,
do?
And everything looks great. Because they're
so
all
interesting.
Very light.
Laundry.
Sometimes I'm saying she never taught you, like, oh, you, or us. She didn't teach us, I guess.
Because
I think
mom
she did tell me that.
She
but
did.
Mom did,
I
like,
just
a delicate
she told me to do that.
It was all, like, these soft fabrics. I don't think
oh,
about
yeah,
fabrics.
She's always the delicate. Look, we
I
just,
wash them all like they're delicate.
She didn't drill it home. She didn't drill it home.
I do all
but
my clothes
did,
delicate
I think at some point she's
washed,
like,
too,
just get
anyway.
It done.
She did address
okay, should we move on to the main topic?
Sure.
So Lauren and Amy are the hosts of this topic since... They're not with child.
Do you guys want to host like every other question?
Yes, we already thought of that.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
It's like, you idiot.
Yeah, you can start.
Okay.
So this was my idea. Well, actually, I don't know if it was my idea, but
I think it was.
Fleshed out this idea. So
yes.
This is basically just, you know, I wanted to hear from our old girls.
Our old gals.
The oldies.
Just about their postpartum experience. experience, you know, with like
specifically their health and
fitness,
right?
Body image, just, you know, how it's been for them. I just thought that would be a nice topic. So
topic.
We're gonna ask them some questions and they're gonna hopefully answer.
Wow, Lauren is like, Oprah.
I plead the fifth.
Lauren's like, were you silent or were you silent?
Which you are free to do if you would like to.
I'll just start, actually, not you.
Yes.
You so can start. Here's the first question for you guys. What were your expectations postpartum? How did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, how did you think it was going
to
be?
I feel like I can say mine pretty succinctly. I thought, wait, so we're supposed to be saying more of like the health and fitness aspect.
Yes. Not mental health or the baby.
I literally thought it would be like, okay, the baby's out. Everything's back to normal. That's literally what I thought.
Oh,
okay.
Even though I feel like no one says that, I just felt
like
that.
Because
I felt like I didn't feel like I changed that much.
Mm-hmm.
But then I figured out I did after the baby was out. But I didn't feel like I did when the baby was in, aka Barrett.
That's
what I thought.
Didn't think about it. All I thought was,
I didn't think about that
much either. You're pregnant, and then you give birth. And then it's a black hole of like, what is after? I would be like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, give her a hug. That was it. And you think all the weight that you're gaining is in your stomach. You think it's all this
Which most of mine was.
Well, it was.
Most of mine is in my stomach, actually,
so that's kind of funny. But it feels like it's just your bump. And once it goes away, you're like, oh, yeah, that, I have like a 50-pound baby.
Like, that's just my bump.
Yeah. And then you it goes, and then the baby's out, and it's been a week. It wasn't just my bump. But I had no expectations. I didn't think about it. We're not saying what really happened, right? Just what
Just what did you expect?
Yeah, I literally didn't think about it, and I just was like, whoa.
I'd like to say, God bless those people on Instagram. I wouldn't do it, but I love it when people do this. Who post the picture of them postpartum in the diaper.
They post the postpartum baby.
Their belly that looks still pregnant. Because you still look pregnant after you give birth. That's a thing.
Oh.
Your belly
Mine actually didn't. I had a different situation.
Well, I had twins.
I don't know.
But I think even if you don't have twins, a lot of people, their belly is just really swollen after you give birth.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm a flat stomach person.
Maybe I didn't see mine.
And so I would like to say God bless those people because that gave me such a realistic view that like, oh, you still look pregnant after you give birth because you have tissue,
so you had a realistic
you have
idea.
Swelling, you have like water, like all this extra stuff that and also like extra weight that you gain. And that's I would also like to say I saw a lot of women on Instagram that which you know what? God bless you too. If this is you, great.
Bless
you are winning
you.
At life. They only gain weight in their stomach. Good for you. That's awesome. You know, great.
That's what I thought.
I can't relate to that.
I realize, coming from being a more very slim body type before,
to after, I gained weight in my whole body. So you know, I realized that.
Hey,
some
so did
people,
I. Surprise, surprise.
And then some people, you know, they're like 2 months postpartum. They look the exact same as they did before. So
Emily
like,
Ratajkowski, 10 days.
I just like to say, my experience and my expectation was as I was going through pregnancy, I was like seeing these people that had like literally just like a basketball on their stomach and their arms and legs and face was like super skinny. I was like, oh, that's not me. Okay. I can tell. Yeah. Okay. This is different. Okay. So yeah, I would say my expectation like just was that I would be not looking my best, and I was right.
Wow,
so,
good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mine was so different than what I thought.
Okay, our next question for you ladies is, how did you feel right after giving birth? Okay. I don't know what right after
means exactly. Once
again,
it's about
exactly.
like body image.
Yeah,
I keep thinking the wrong answer here. Okay. I'm like, I felt traumatized.
Here's the
yours was traumatic.
Yeah, listen, here's the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. Start with the high. I was so swollen before I gave birth. My hands, my face, my feet were full of fluid. And it was so funny because my husband commented on it like 10 days in. He was like, I feel like I'm watching you shrink because all the fluid
you had so much fluid
in my body. I looked at my ankles. I was like, I have the most attractive ankles I've ever seen. Wow. Like, never appreciated these ankles before because all the fluid left. Yeah. And it's so funny. I was at the highest weight, like, by far, like a lot more than I'd ever weighed. But after I lost my bump, like, 10 days in or whatever, I was like, I am so tiny. Woo-hoo! Like I was wearing these really tight outfits. Like, look how skinny I am, everyone. And I look back, I'm like, I think it was the hormones and everything. I was like, look at this body. That did not last because like 2 months in, I was like, oh gosh, what the heck? But immediately, the contrast was so shocking that I was like, wow. But then it went away, and I was like, okay. So when did I go back to like the before? Okay, when's that happening? Oh, today. No, today. Nope. Tomorrow. Nope. And eventually it started hitting me. Oh, okay, so we're parked right here. We're not moving.
Okay, like, how does this move? Yeah. Okay, mine's almost identical to her, except for I didn't really swell. I didn't really have a bunch of swelling.
Wait, I can tell you, or sorry, you did come home with a bump from the hospital because you said you don't remember.
Yes, it was a little thing. I thought it was going to be like a big swollen thing, but it wasn't as big as I thought, is what I was saying. I was thinking.
I don't remember because I thought it was going to be like a big thing. C-section. I was like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be big.
I kept my gown on the whole time. I don't know.
I remember it was like a small thing, but I thought it was going to be like this big swollen thing, but it wasn't at least. But I didn't look at it in the first, I didn't look at my stomach for like a week maybe because I was so scared of seeing the scar because I had like a fear of surgery and all that. Mm. So I was so scared to look at the scar.
What did it look like when you looked at it?
Was it scary?
Mine's just like these little
It was
tapes
scary.
And, like,
it was like all these tapes and it's like kind of like black.
Was it like red or
yes. Yeah. It was gross.
I would be scared. Really thin, I'd be like,
but it's like,
I really hated it. But then I got over it. I'm over it now. But anyway, same thing. I was just like I actually felt I felt like pretty thin.
You're like, hold me closer, tiny day.
Because I lost like 20 something pounds. So I was like, wow, the baby's gone. Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, I can touch my toes.
But then I did gain weight after. So it's a little bit different. I did start to gain weight in my postpartum journey like a month or two later.
Which is also common. People don't talk about that.
Yeah. I wonder if it's on the lack of sleep.
So it's a little confusing. I have a whole thing to say. But okay. How did you feel directly after?
Just physically, not all the other things you talk about.
So I got a really bad rash right before, for the last month of pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was really disgusting, but my legs were covered in scabs.
Oh.
And I kept scratching them because it was still itchy, even for a few days after. And I would, like, bleed on the sheets, and the nurses were like, are you okay? So it was really gross. Mm. And then, I had postpartum preeclampsia, so my blood pressure started rising right before I gave birth, and then it rose really high to like seizure level right like 3 days later. Ooh. So one of the main things is swelling. Mm. So I was super swelling after.
Oh my gosh! Wait.
Yeah.
In the hospital, my knees were like this wide each. They swole. When I was in the bed and not walking around very much, they swelled up. Huge. I think because the epidural and all the fluids of my diabetes.
Right. Okay, I didn't have any fluids, obviously.
After
like
I got home, it went away. But in the hospital, I was like, oh my gosh, I have thought it's even more swollen. Like a record level.
Yeah, and when I look at pictures of myself, I'm like, I looked so sick and I felt so sick. And so I just remember looking in the mirror and I was like a giant balloon. And they did the magnesium treatment where you do 24 hours of magnesium pulling fluid out of your body. And they were like, whoa. They're like, do you see these bags? They were pulling these bags. They were like, we have literally pulled liters of fluid out of your body. I was like, it wasn't like a needle.
It just freaks me out.
It just freaks me out.
The idea.
See, when people are like, birth is so beautiful. Like, it's also ugly as heck
I feel
sometimes.
Like nobody says that.
I just remember looking.
So many people say that.
So many people do.
I just remember looking in the mirror and I'm still like very swollen looking and just not I didn't feel like myself for a very long time. And I just remember being like
who is this person?
It's kind of sad to think about that. I'm like, I was just like, this is what I look like now. Aww. That's how I felt genuinely like for probably a couple months. I think I was also really depressed too. So it was like, that definitely affects. But I was like really traumatic. Like I did this thing that I felt was, you know, heroic in a way. Like you feel like, wow, I can't believe I did that. And then you're just like, when people say like your body is wrecked, I don't like that, but that's truly how I felt. Like I was like,
say that.
I felt like my body was like wrecked in that moment because it was just like everything was so loose.
Your body's
like,
literally wrecked. It doesn't mean it's wrecked forever, but it gets wrecked.
And I think it's really hard too,
it goes
like when you're.
A lot.
I never experienced so much weight gain and swelling, and like I couldn't even put my shoes on because my feet were so swollen. So it was just like really bad. I think I'm still like trying to. I think I'm getting a lot better and like making peace with myself, but definitely. Not good.
That is not something people should downplay and be like, oh, it's so beautiful, get over it, blah blah. It's like you have to just address the feelings, process them, move on, but you can't just play it away. Or don't you love your babies? It's
all I think you can be proud of yourself that you did something amazing and also be like, this is really hard to adjust. It's really hard. If there wasn't so much pressure put on women to bounce back right after,
there's
be like that. Because I think it's the pressure. If people were like, oh, you're supposed to look different after you literally birthed a human or two in my case, But it's not that way. It's like, now when are you going to go back to the gym? When are you going to do this?
Because it's
like,
your job as a woman to be conventionally attractive.
Yeah, and to look how it's other people job. Want you to look. It's so stupid.
Yeah. It's a lot of weight to carry.
Okay.
Literally.
Truth. Okay, so our next question is, what was your plan, if you made one, before giving birth as far as like...
fitness
what you're
going to
do
yeah.
fitness-wise or soon after giving birth if you made one soon after and how did it change?
So,
you've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.